So we are discovering the clash of wills, the clash of judgments, the clash of purpose, the clash of minds, the clash of ideas, the clash of perceptions, the clash of values. Clash, clash, clash. He is altogether other than us in the way he looks at situations, people, circumstances. Just look again at the Gospels. There was a clash between Jesus and the religious leaders all the time. But he also clashed with his disciples frequently. They thought one thing, he thought something completely different. He has a heavenly mind, we have an earthly one. That's our journey right there. The transformation of Romans 12, 1 and 2. Being transformed in our minds. During the course of this journey, you will find him saying things that just don't compute to your natural mind. Sometimes the other than inside you is insisting on a certain course of action that you consider absolute madness. But the insistence is there. You can't escape it. It has to be his way or no way. Do the thing. There is no reconciliation here. That old earthly man has got to allow the new heavenly man to take precedence. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and follow me, takes on a new meaning. Deny yourself, your arguments, your justifications for why you can't do it, your assessment of the situation, your judgment, your suspicion, your common sense. Deny it. Do the thing. Just as he tells you. We can never be sure we're doing the right thing unless we submit to him. Keep him in that place of preeminence and ourselves in that place of submission. Rendering him first position and ourselves love slaves. He intends we should have everything. He isn't second-lining us. This is done to bring us into fullness, not deny us. Self has got to go. He must have his place of absolute lordship in order that we come into his fullness. We come after him in order to derive all the benefits, all the value he places on us. We aren't being repressed or squashed, but following after. Who minds taking second place if you can get all that comes from the one in the first place? Get in line, Winifred. It's the only safe place to be.